Well, good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. What another big win for us. Four in a row now. We are now only 1 point down from Nashville. And I know we're playing Detroit and all, but it's important to take care of the points you have in front of us. I do realize that they are not the team to gauge how good we are sometimes. But the truth is, in hockey, regardless of someone's record, there's still pride on the line for the other team. And Detroit last night didn't play their best, but they did play much better the night before. But our goaltending was sound, and wow, Jason Robertson once again playing outstanding. And now it's time to really start campaigning for him for the Calder Trophy, in my opinion. There should be t-shirts made. I think the National Hockey League will and should be really paying attention to him. He's fantastic. We didn't have Roope Hintz or Miro Heiskanen in the lineup last night, and we still played excellent. You know, the t-shirts they have made right now that all the players are wearing is next man up. Well, the mentality is definitely there. And next man up usually is when they start doing that is when the playoffs are here. And they're already playing in a playoff mentality. So, here we go. Day off today. And then they go back to Detroit and play them tomorrow. And they have one more game with them on Saturday. And then after that, we have probably a little bit tougher of a schedule for the rest of the month of April and May. Season's almost done, and we're 1 point off from the fourth playoff spot. We're making a run, boys and girls. We're making a run. And I think that means we have a good chance. And we're fighting. And we're playing good hockey. And we have played good hockey all year. Just like Bonus said, there are only two games this year he felt like we deserved to lose, and they were there. But the rest of them, we were always in every game. And, you know, a great coach always believes in his team, and that's the one thing Rick Bonus showed me this year. In spite of all the adversity that we had, he always believed in the team that he had in front of him. You know, as fans, it's easy for us to get emotionally attached and disattached real quick because we're not there seeing the training and the effort. We're not seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff that the coaches get to see on a regular basis. And, you know, I wish I could see it too because I think that part would be fun to watch the practices and all that stuff because those are the things that we'll never know what people are really enduring during the season. But they're saying we should get Tyler Seguin in about a week. They've been saying that for a while, but, you know, could you imagine if we keep winning and he comes back, you know, towards the end, but helps us secure that fourth playoff spot? You know, we're really doing well. Considering all the adversity we've had this year, look at us fighting for that last spot. That's why I'm a Dallas Stars fan, because we don't give up. We're a relentless team. And as I say every day, go Stars. Hopefully everyone has a great Wednesday.